Okay, hi, my name is Maddie, and I'm 13, and I'm a 7th grader at Seattle Girls' School. And some of the technologies that I use are, let's just pretend that didn't happen. Things like my cell phone, my own computer, and an iPod. And I just recently lost my iPod, and my mother thankfully replaced it for me, and I'm planning not to lose this one, I hope. I use most of these technologies at home, and every night I probably spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours on the computer, usually instant messaging. I don't really go on the internet unless it's to research or check my email. And probably in total about an hour a day on my cell phone, which is a lot. I'm texting. I recently got in trouble for texting too much, so I kind of slowed that down. And my favorite technology is probably the computer, mainly because there are so many different things you can do on it. Like, there's so many, like instant messaging, email, camera and voice conversations, internet games, blogs, MySpace, Bebo, and iChat. And I like camera conversations because I know who I'm talking to, and I know that it's not some creep because I can see the person right there. And one time my friend pretended to be some creepy person, like they got a new email and they're like, "Hi, I know where you live," and it really creeped me out. But the next day they told me it was them, and I got so mad at them. But my social life is a lot different ever since I got a cell phone. Mainly because whenever I want to, I can be in my room and call my friends. I only use the home phone when someone calls me or when my cell phone's like out of minutes or something. And since I live so far away from Seattle, don't ask, I usually talk on the computer or my phone, unless it's the weekends, then they usually like come over. Same with my own computer, it's in my room and it's only mine. And so I can chat for hours if I have the time and nobody's interrupting me, hopefully. And you can add people to your conversations and use a webcam because you can see who the person is, like I said before. And if it's someone who has a new email, like one time my friends were like, "Oh no, I've talked to this person on instant messaging for hours, I know them." And I was like, okay, have you ever met them?" She's like, "Oh no." Okay. So usually I ask facts, like, "Okay, then what's my middle name?" It's like, "Oh, I know you." I usually ask facts. And I never use any of these things to post, like, political comments or something. I use them for personal things. And it's really annoying because whenever my mom needs help with her, like, computer or cell phone, she calls me over, and it takes a really long time. Because I have to explain it to her, and then she has to remember it, and then she forgets, I have to go over again and say, "No, you do this, not that." And I wish that we could use cell phones at my school. We can use iPods during like personal work times, but we can't use cell phones. And mainly, I mean, I think this is right. I don't know. My teacher can tell you. Because some people may not have them, and they may feel jealous if they see you like in the corner texting your friend who's probably just down the hall. Then it's like we can never use them during the week because I get a lot of homework, and I'm at home doing homework, and if someone calls my cell phone, I'm like, "No, I have to go down to dinner." "Oh no, but I really want to talk." But at home, I can use whatever I want for a limited amount of time, and my parents trust me on the internet because in sixth grade, we had this really long, boring conversation about internet safety, and I was just like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." But then later I was like, "Maybe I should have listened." I did, don't worry. And so they trust me, like when I'm on my computer at home, when they hear me laughing or like having a voice conversation, they trust me that I'm not talking to some weird, probably 80-year-old person on the internet. I want adults to know that only some kids are obsessed with technology, not all of us. And it seems like some adults think that everyone is, like, "Oh, she always has to be on her iPod," or "She always has to be on her cell phone." And I'm glad that I'm not technology obsessed, I might sound like I am, but I'm not. Because then I get anxious to use my cell phone at school, and I'd be texting, and I'd get in trouble, and that's really bad. And I think people need to not make assumptions about people's technical life. Like, if they look at me, maybe they're like, oh, she probably uses her computer 2 hours a day, which is true, but say they said, like, 5 hours a day, and they shouldn't base, like, meeting that person on just their assumption. Any questions? Yes? Oh, okay. I would probably be really, really mad at first and stomp around and, like, be really angry. But after a while, I could probably live without it. I was talking to my mom. Maybe, I don't know. I only got it, like, a year ago, so I was living without it for, like, 12 years. So I could probably do it, but... Yeah. Yeah. And it would probably be kind of annoying to my parents, because unless I had to turn it off, which is just always a nightmare, because it'd be always be ringing and dinging and everything. So, yes. Well, I don't really know. I guess it's whoever talks to me first. It's faster to use my cell phone. Usually it's if they're online, then I can talk to them really quickly. But if they're not, then I usually just call them. So it depends on who's.